Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Paths Across the Pacific, a conference that is Return to Sitka, I have Nancy Yaw Davis and Bill Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you back in the studio. And Paths Across the Pacific started many years ago, but is now returning, part of Sitka Fest. Nancy, maybe tell us why a hiatus?
Well, that's a good question. We got it started with Curtis Eppesmeyer in year 2002, five people, a kind of a retreat setting. Then it grew and grew and grew, and we had one in 2008, 2010. And then things just didn't come together, but people kept asking, and they offered for coming. And then they were delighted when we said, let's do it again one more time. This is too much fun. And there's been so many exciting new discoveries that we need to kind of talk about and bring
back by popular demand, basically.
Well, I think so. Somebody stopped me on the bridge on Sunday and said, he was so glad we're doing it again. So we're hoping that a lot of Sitka feels that way. Oh, good. We're going to have fun with ideas and meet some of these interesting visitors that come to Sitka on their own expense and just relish this place. In fact, I think there's seven returnees and seven new people. And the people that are returning tend to sign up for staying in Sitka for a whole week. So it's catching on, folks, and we'll see what new ideas result from this interesting mix of scholars from many different places.
And for those who are not familiar with Paths Across the Pacific, what is sort of the central theme of what brings all these great people together?
Well, it's a curiosity, an interest, a passion for looking at human mobility along the coast and across the oceans. What kind of evidence do we have? Which direction? And as, you know, just from 2002, there's a shifting of the paradigm where coastal routes, ocean routes, winds and currents and gyres, disasters like the Japanese disaster in 2010 and the debris that comes and reminds us of our shared connections. So our shared humanity, a shared ocean. And I think we're conscious here in Sitka, and we want to validate, encourage, and talk about our shared responsibility. So with Curtis Eppesmeyer coming back with beachcombing, be sure to put that Sunday, the 18th of August. Say, Bill, would you give an outline on the logistics of this and the timing while I kind of sort through the key people that are coming?
Sure. We're going to start on Wednesday, the 14th of August, with an opening reception at the Nakahiti, which is a traditional thing that we've done. And then the talks will begin Thursday out on the campus. We're pleased that we've moved to come get under the Sitka Fest umbrella. So the talks are going to be at Rasmussen Hall at the Sheldon Jackson campus. And they'll run in the morning from 9 until noon. And by the way, if folks want to have a box lunch and have lunch with our speakers, we can pre-order box lunches. We need to know that ahead of time. And then the afternoons we'll have talks. And then in the first, Curtis Eppesmeyer going to talk about the debris from the Japanese tsunami on the first evening talk, which is Thursday. Sorry about that. And then on Friday, again, the meetings will be during the day. Friday afternoon, there'll be a beachcombing trip with Curtis, so folks can go out and pick up flotsam. And then that night, our Brian Kemp's going to be our featured speaker, and he's the one that does the DNA stuff. Brian will talk about the entrance of humans to the end of the Americas, a genetic perspective. And we hope that he'll tell us about what was found in the basement of the building here, what that DNA showed. And then Saturday will be, again, talks from in the morning from 9 until noon and in the afternoon. And then that night will be the big show. That's the conference dinner, which will be at Harrigan. that's our Smithsonian. Our guest from the Smithsonian is coming to that. And Sunday will be wildlife viewing and maybe beachcombing trip in the morning. And in the afternoon will be Curtis Ebersmeyer's famous beachcombers fair. And all of that will be then at the Rasmussen. So we've moved on to the campus. And the daytimes will be the talks, and the evenings will be the main speakers, except, again, for the one at the Centennial on Saturday and the opening reception at Nakahiti.
That sounds like a very nice variety of things to do. And, Nancy, maybe just give us one or two speakers you're very excited about. And these talks, are they going to feel academic? Are they going to feel like, you know, I'm going to consider myself the layperson on this schedule or on this subject. Is this something that I can just walk off the street and enjoy?
Oh, you will thoroughly
absolutely.
Because there's a common theme, and yet from many different perspectives. For example, there's four papers that will address direction of migration, one from east to west in the southern hemisphere, another one from west to east, and that's really hot and controversial. A new discovery, a new paper has been published in May of this year indicating Y chromosome connection between Jomon Japanese and South America. So that's going to be interesting to address. Then the North Pacific will have a paper, and then the new one is Crossing the Atlantic by Dennis Stanford from the Smithsonian. That's on that Saturday night. So we got people coming and going at different times. What kind of evidence do we have? What do local people think of this? There is a time to discuss, and we're insisting on that. That is, it's not a 20-minute presentation and we move on. We've got a whole hour on a topic. And then hopefully those discussions will continue around the snacks that are provided as part of the fee.
Don't forget some of the wild stuff that you've got, like you've got a marine archaeologist from Ireland who's coming to talk about skin boats in the current use of Irish skin boats. And the skin boats have been around for a long time. And then you've got the guy that's going to talk about Chinese pictograms in the North American, and so
yeah, it's one of the riskier ones. And if I hadn't seen Japanese kanji and petroglyphs in the American Southwest and in California, I wouldn't have considered it because it was so deliciously outrageous. But, you know, he's coming from Chicago, and he seems to have gotten some support from some key ancient Chinese scholars. So I wonder, this will be fun.
And then you got Terry Rothgar coming to talk about art and science.
And she's our local rock star.
Yes, she is. And there is a wonderful poster of a sacred bird which brought over their ancestors from Asia. This is Bird Over Sea Monster. It's a poster that Harold Jacobs prepared for us in 2010. And he can't come, but I want everybody to come and look at this wonderful, huge poster of a bird on a sea monster that's supposed to be bring wealth and good luck. And it's was collected here in 1871. It's well documented. And I'm curious, what are the local and Tlingit and Haida and Tsimshian ideas about sea monster? Is this something that will kind of bring us together, drawing in native knowledge? And they're so knowledgeable of the coast and the currents and the tides that we'll probably learn a new Tlingit word. We can. We always try to learn Gunachish, but maybe we can learn some new ones this year too.
Okay, so if you want information about this, you need to visit our website, which is Paths Across the Pacific, all run together, of course, with a period, and then .org. Or you can call 747-3601. And you can register also online and pay with your credit card online if it so moves you. Otherwise, you can send a check in with your registration blank. And if you aren't able to download that registration blank from the web, just give us a ring, 747-3601. And we'll be glad to send you one through the old traditional U.S. Postal Service. And
my style.
That's
lots so of again, ways so to again, connect.
Yeah, so again, that's pathsacrossthepacific.org or 747-3601.
Well, it's very exciting. Paths Across the Pacific Conference back in Sitka, August 14th through the 18th. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for creating a wonderful conference that really engages the community.
Well, thank you. We'll see you at the public
Holly.
Open reception on the 14th at the Nakahiti.
Terrific. Thanks for joining me. Nancy Yaw Davis and Bill
Holly.
Davis. Thanks.